T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Bay Area News Group, Marcus, man, I guess the good news is no break, no tear. But the bad news is no Kevin Durant for 4-6, which certainly makes us a little bit of a different journey to the playoffs than whatever Kerr has been planning for. I feel like he's been laying a lot of seeds of what he was going to expect. Well, we got to expect some different things now. What's your big takeaway this morning?
Look, they're relieved that it wasn't bad. They thought it was a fractured knee, maybe perhaps a more severe, like a grade 4 sprain.
How many grades are there, by the way? How many grades of sprains?
Okay, there are 4 grades. I know you went through 6, but there's 4 grades.
Okay.
You know, there's 12 for us, you know, and the geniuses like yourself, you went through 4 more in Indiana. But in sprains, there's 4, and he's on 2. So he's a second grader. But I think out of all of this, they're like, we get Durant back at some point. That's a win. And now we have something to play for the last 22 games of the season. I think that's also a silver lining, if not a win.
Steph Curry is mired in the worst shooting slump from distance I can remember. I can't remember a 2-for-20 stretch really anywhere. Maybe it's happened. It just feels like it's compounded now because of the loss last night. You know, maybe this shakes him out of that slump a little bit more. You know, my biggest disappointment with the Warriors this year is the lack of urgency that they play with on a nightly basis. They pick and choose their moments of urgency where it felt like you got 82 games of trying to win tonight urgency last year, and to me that was addictive. Maybe this brings that sense of urgency back to a team. It'll be good to see.
You know, I just wrote about this in the Mercury News. To me, if you're going to look at what positives you could take from this, number one, the ball should be in Steph Curry's hand a lot more. And for me, that's where it needs to be. I think Durant can flourish. He can get you 27 points off the ball or on the ball. But when Curry has the ball in his hands, they're just more dynamic. So we're going to see more of that. And maybe that's what gets Curry into a rhythm and flow. Instead of being off the ball where they can grab him and hold him and body him up and deny him, put the ball in his hands, run some more pick and rolls. If Steph gets into a rhythm heading into the playoffs, I think that's a good. But then I think the bigger point is you're right. They can't – like, this is a chance where they shouldn't coast, right? Where now it's like, okay, everybody's watching us. Everybody thinks we're going to fall apart. I think you're going to see Steph and Draymond and Clay say, hold on now. You know, we love Durant, but we're pretty good too. And now these last 22 games go from garbage games to something they might actually, you know, go out there and try to win like they did last year.
When I was doing an interview on another station in another market earlier today, because I'm sure, you know, anything happens with the Warriors, I'm sure your phone rings crazy. Mine rings a little crazy too. And they were bringing up, you know, well, how can Barnes fill in for Durant? And I wanted to almost correct the host and say, well, you know, in order to get Kevin Durant, they had to move on from Barnes. But then I was like, oh, yeah. He's talking about Matt Barnes. Look who's back in town. Is that Matt Barnes music I hear? Here he comes down the ramp. What do you think of Barnes being back on this team?
You know, I actually think I like it. Look, they're defensively, they love those 6'7", long arms, can switch everything type of guys. That Barnes is that type of guy. But, man, you looking at – if you want to talk about some 90s basketball – Draymond Green, Matt Barnes, David West, Zaza Pachulia. That is 24 hard fouls waiting for LeBron. I think getting Matt Barnes kind of injects some toughness into the roster. It gives the bench some versatility because they do need some size. They've been relying on Patrick McCaw, a rookie two guard, basically, to play small forward. So now they can have a real small forward. But mostly, man, he really wants to be a Warrior. And when it's time to fight, you got Matt Barnes and Draymond Green.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Matt Barnes and Draymond Green are going to come to blows, or at least shoves, or something's going to happen in a locker room. Not on the court, but it'll happen in a locker room. It'll happen in practice. And then 30 minutes after that, the two of them are going to be doing karate in the garage together. Like, I think these guys are going to be either terrible for each other or great for each other or a combination of both. And it ends up like Step Brothers, and it's John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell.
I think it's going to be great because Matt Barnes is a great teammate. He's one of those, if I'm on your team, like, I'm right, I'll run through a wall for you. I will do anything for you. I don't know if you saw, he tweeted with Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
About texting Steven Jackson. And that love that he has from those guys is still the same. Matt Barnes is that dude. Like, he'll throw the punch for you. And I think Draymond will respect that. Now, they will butt heads. I think they will clash because both of them will say what's on their mind. And neither one of them is scared. But in the end, like, they're like, hey, I got somebody to go down the alley with me. Remember the old saying, we're not going to win the game, but we win a fight?
Yeah.
Warriors got that kind of team. We'll win a game. We're going to win a fight afterwards.
By the way, kind of impressed by Washington. Better than I thought. Certainly tougher than I thought. They played a nastier brand of basketball than I think the Warriors are used to going up against. They were looking to make a little bit of a statement last night, and you could say, well, you didn't make a statement with Durant out of the game. Hey, you can only play who's in front of you, and they played really hard all night long. Like, I was impressed with Washington.
I'm right there with you. First off, I love John Wall. I think his game, I think he's as an underrated point guard, and he's much better than what he's known to be. And you could tell they finally have like a quality coach. Like the sets
yeah.
they were running, the movement, how they milked, he has Steve Kerr on his heels, like trying to figure out what rotation to use, what lineup to use, because you know they had all these guys to cover. Like, Washington might be for real. And if Bradley Beal stays healthy and Markieff Morris is being the versatility guy, I would not be surprised if they end up in the Eastern Conference Finals and give LeBron a scare.
Talking with Marcus Thompson here on 95.7 The Game. All Warriors guests sound better if you're wearing JBL wireless headphones, the official sound of the Golden State Warriors, and 95.7 The Game. Unfortunately, hey, Draymond Green had to move from his interview that he does on my show to earlier in the day. The time just wasn't working for him. He's got a newborn at home. He's traveling. The NBA player's day is usually over around 2 in the afternoon. I get it. I totally do. But you don't want to mess with a streak. Ever since he's backed out of the show, Marcus, he got benched for a moment against the Nets. Curry's 2-for-22. Durant's out a month. They've lost in D.C. and might lose back-to-back games for the first time in like 150 games tomorrow night in Chicago. Might want to bring that up on the podcast.
All I'm saying is when I was getting the call and it wasn't ringing, I was like, hold on. Let me make sure I call in, because if I miss this show, like, the IRS gonna show up at my door, my wife's gonna start tripping, my daughter gonna get to a fight at school, my whole life is gonna fall apart. So you better believe. I believe in the jinx.
Thank you very much. By the way, what's that segment that you do? It's an awful lot like Give Me Some No Thank You.
Give me some no thank you. You talk about on the Dre Day podcast?
Yes. Trash or treasure or whatever it is.
Money or broke.
Money or broke. Jeez, can I get a asterisk on that? Can I get like a nickel per question?
How about this? Draymond will pay you a quarter per question.
Sounds good to me. 888-957-9570. We're going to take your calls right after this. And one of the things that we're going to be taking calls on, Marcus, could you believe that it would take to the final question of us talking together to get to Colin Kaepernick on a day he says where he opt out? Boy, Kevin Durant must have got hurt if that's how buried that story has become. What do you think? Fresh start for everyone here, the best course of action?
You know, only if the 49ers have a replacement. I think the quarterback situation is so important that you don't just walk away from one unless you got one. And it can't be Blaine Gabbert. Like, you can't say, all right, you can go because we got Blaine Gabbert.
No.
I think they need to figure out what they're going to do, because you could get stuck in a situation where Colin Kaepernick looks a whole lot better than what you got. So, and I think he wants to stay, too. He would like to stay. Kyle Shanahan is good with quarterbacks. Now, if they can get somebody better, they should do that. But you know, who is it? Kirk Cousins? If he doesn't get traded to the 49ers, like, where do they go? They can't come back with Blaine Gabbert as a starting quarterback. So I think while he's opting out, they need to definitely make sure they keep that open. And ditto for Kaepernick. This might be his best situation to start. So in one sense, yeah, a fresh start is needed. There's so much water under the bridge. But in another sense, this is the fresh start. You know, a whole new general manager, coach, whole new life. Everything is fresh here. So I think they should probably stay tethered, at least until the 49ers figure out what they're going to do with quarterback.
Mr. Marcus Thompson, Bay Area sports writer, author. How's the book going, man?
Man, so it drops April 11th, and I refuse to look at anything because
okay.
I don't need that in my life. You know, I don't want to be sitting here checking stats and all that. I just want to go day by day, you know?
April 11th. This is timed right before the playoffs. Someone picked that date carefully. I like it.
And without Durant, I'll watch Steph go off, and then everybody's going to buy the book, right?
That would be nice. That would be nice if he averaged like 42 the rest of the way, wrapped up MVP in like a 20-game stretch, and boom, there you go. Just stacking paper, stacking it. Mr. Marcus Thompson, always good to talk to you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marcus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.